Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire and rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here in our Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol agents, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the stuff done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center delivery drivers hauling the mail, hauling the packages, hauling the parcels from point A to point B, and then getting them to the post office to get them delivered to your mailbox. And, of course, we also want to thank our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go so that you can move around like you need to today. And we always are thinking about our Amazon people, too, that work in warehouses and also work out there delivering the product all night long and all day long, delivering in their big and their little trucks. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter as the same way with all of them. Captain's America is our secret code name, Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us now from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruit and nuts, we've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep. Yep. And they're making all kinds of noise out there, so they must be in a good mood tonight. What's the temperature out your way?
Well, actually, let's see. I believe the temperature right now is 55 degrees.
Wow. It's 76 degrees on one side of the building here, and it's 76 degrees on the other side of the building here.
All right. Well, keep going out.
Yep. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. All right. Let's do the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the caller on the line, I want to remember that, folks, we're entering a sobering moment for America. A former American president who sat in a Manhattan courtroom being arraigned on criminal charges and facing a likely trial. It's now just a new and sad chapter for American politics, but certainly it is political, make no mistake about it. Now, the New York DA, who went to the grand jury seeking an indictment against former President Trump, had been elected on a promise to do just exactly that, indict Donald Trump. The prosecution is political, but it looms large for other reasons as well. That's because Donald Trump attempted to pay off a porn star. That's a quick, that's quite as sufficient as a natural embarrassment as it gets, even more so than Bill Clinton. But sex scandals are not new in the White House, which is certainly the use of the criminal prosecutions against political enemies, and Donald Trump certainly has plenty of them. But once this president is set, he will surely not be the last, and we can all remember back to Slick Willie Clinton, who got into trouble with Monica Lewinsky hiding under his desk. Now, any way you look at it, it was a day that will live in national embarrassment. You can pray for our nation. America needs our prayers from sea to shining sea. What say you, Kyle?
Well, yeah, I do think we do need some prayer for the nation, but it's obvious that there's a weaponization that has gone on, and Captain, I think it's crossing over party lines. People see that, wait a minute, the justice system is not being applied here as it really should be. It's become a tool.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone line real quick and see if we can get this in. We got Mr. Mike in Clearwater. Okay, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? On the same vein of what you just talked about, you have a state prosecutor who's trying to intermingle federal crimes and state crimes and trying to go after. My question to you, Kyle, is none of us are lawyers, but at the very least, I read something today that the Judiciary Committee of Congress may subpoena Alvin Bragg and the DA that was in there before him, and I think this is prosecutorial misconduct. And I think Mr. Bragg should be arraigned and brought into court for what he's doing. Is there any validity to that? And what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle. Well, wait a minute. You'll have to hold on until we come back from the break, Kyle. But hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. You'll be the next one up when we come back here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. And don't forget, today I'll be down at Mixon's.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Yep, going to be a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun the first Thursday of the month there at Mixon's in Bradenton at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You're going to love it. They got the Captain's Club there and some more great sandwiches. By the way, they've got a fantastic bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich there. My goodness, there's something for you to think about all day long. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow and MyStore.com, the websites. All you need is a promo code CAPTAIN to save a bunch of money over there. Mike Lindell is advertising and pretty much giving stuff away on both of the stores, both of the store sites, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, you know, Kyle, when we get a phone call like that and we're coming up on break, you're welcome to call us back, Cleveland. That was a Cleveland number that called me at 877-969-8600. We'd be happy to take your call and see what's on your mind. But let's talk about what Mike dropped in your lap. What do you think about what he said?
Well, that's right, Captain. Yeah, we sure do appreciate calls, and we appreciate Mike calling in as well. And, yes, Mike asked about whether or not the Congress or the House of Representatives, basically, could investigate Bragg. Well, they have tried. They'll be discussing it more this week, we understand, according to reports. They actually have requested all kinds of information and documents from Bragg. Bragg has not wanted to respond. They gave him a deadline deadline of March 31st to comply. He did not comply with their requests, but they do want to be able to investigate and find out exactly where this is going. And I think, Captain, they would, in their investigation, they'll be looking especially to see if this is all being done for political purposes. I think most people across the highways and byways think so, but the GOP is trying to, at the very least, trying to uncover it at this point. But they're meeting a lot of resistance from Bragg.
Well, that's true, and we'll just see where everything goes. Now, I will mention also that Biden is right now trailing because of his mess that he's gotten himself into. And Biden's in a big pickle because of all this, too, I might add. Biden is currently trailing both Trump and DeSantis. Now, if President Joe Biden decides to seek a second term, which, remember, he's still not a candidate, he faces an uphill battle for reelection against either of the two leading Republican candidates. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that in the 2024 presidential election, if it were between Biden and former President Donald Trump, 47% of likely U.S. voters as of right now would vote for Trump, while 40% would vote for Biden. It's a 7% lead. And another 11% say that they would vote for some other candidate other than Biden or Trump.
That's right, Captain. There's a reversal going on because the Rasmussen poll actually showed Biden in the lead over Trump, 45 to 42 back
to go.
That's right.
Yep.
So this is a big deal, and certainly the indictment has something to do with this. It's raised the awareness, and it's caused people to say, wait a minute, something fishy is going on here. And you mentioned, Captain, that Joe Biden, of course, is not a candidate at this point for president. He's the sitting president, but he's not a candidate for it. And I think, Captain, that there's another internal struggle going on. And really, there's a story there, I think, about the Democrats, because Biden is – lack of a better term, Biden is time, basically, because if he were to announce that he's not running, there'd be a lot of people trying to get in this race. He's trying to delay this announcement, perhaps that he's not running until the very last minute. But it's just chaos, I think, over at the Democrat Party, much more so than the media would ever let on.
Well, there was another candidate that announced that they were going to run against Biden yesterday. It was not, and it was a Democrat, I might add. It was not someone that we had heard from until yesterday.
Well, that's right. That's right. But I'm talking about perhaps the so-called heavy hitters.
This person could be a heavy hitter.
Really? Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, it could be spilling over, but I do think that the Democrat Party elite probably have somebody in mind already that they would want. And I think that person more than likely is Gavin Newsom. He certainly seems to be making some different trips and these kinds of things in order to maybe start testing some of those waters without actually saying he's running for president.
Could be, but he hasn't, like you say, he hasn't made any announcements yet either. Now, the district attorney, Mr. Bragg, is now taking a look to see what his political future is going to be, because suddenly he's starting to poll in an opposite direction from the way he wants to go.
Well, sure. And this just, 48 hours ago, you were hearing some TV people saying, oh, well, you know, gee whiz, maybe he would run for governor at some point. I mean, this is a success. He kept his campaign promise, and he's getting Trump and all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, I don't know. The problem is, you know, it's the fact that I think he went out there and made those statements. People scrutinize that and say, I don't know. Alvin Bragg doesn't seem to have it all going on here. This seems like a pretty weak indictment, and it's all for show.
Well, to say the very least, it's all for show, right?
Well, that's right. The idea, I mean, you even have people like Alan Dershowitz, who is not a Trump supporter, saying, look, this case has no basis. And certainly, I like the way he put it, Captain. He said what the government, what the DA is basically saying is that Trump should have paid the hush money, or if he was going to pay hush money, to keep somebody quiet about an affair that his wife would never find out about, for example. But then you got to go put it on some public record to say, I paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay quiet, but that's somehow the basis of their case. He says it's absurd. In fact, he challenged the Manhattan DA to produce one case that is even similar to this, and to so far, of course, there's crickets.
Well, we've got Joe Manchin, who is in wings, that has expressed an interest. We don't know that he's going to, but he said that he could, and he could join in the race to run against Joe Biden.
He could. And of course, there's not a lot of love lost to begin with there. He's, you know, sort of being pushed to the outside anyway, in the Democrat Party, so much so that, you know, from time to time we discuss the, you know, maybe remote possibility, but still a possibility that he could switch parties at some point, given the fact that there is such a lot of animosity there.
Now, National Public Radio is being described as being the U.S. state-affiliated media. And they're firing back right now saying, no, we're not, we're independent and we're this and we're that. I don't think so. Have you listened to them lately?
Well, I think it's a known thing that NPR is pretty much, you know, progressive or left leaning, and certainly is not going to champion any kind of thing that the GOP might go forth with. So, yeah, I don't buy that.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens there. Also, yesterday in San Francisco, the Cash App creator was fatally stabbed in San Francisco.
A very, very sad thing, and it's every death like this is certainly a tragedy. There's no doubt about that. And what's even more tragic is that you have San Francisco that is just deteriorating to the point that it has. You know, I've been to San Francisco many times, Captain. I know you've been there, too. And it was always a lot of fun to go to San Francisco, to go down to the wharf and the pier.
It was clean when I went.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and you go there to take a little vacation and drive across the Golden Gate Bridge and, you know, see the city, walk around the city, ride the cable cars. But now it's an entirely different experience where you have people literally moving out because they are afraid.
Yeah. You are right. You are right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're getting ready to take another break. If you want to opine and participate in the program, you may. The phone number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. You can give us a call. We'll line you up on the phone and get you set up for the next segment to come in there. Meantime, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break, and we'll have more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And at least it is where I'm at, and I hope it will be where you're at, too. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'll be right back. USA News update. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri. That's about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Glen Allen resident Shelby Davidson said it was terrifying.
A lot of cracking, loud wind. And it was in a matter of seconds, and then it just hit, and it was just awful.
Authorities going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but 5 deaths have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. Get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and if you want to call in and opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's the number, 877-969-8600, to talk to us, myself or Kyle. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking religiously for over 10 years. The reason I take it is because it works. If you're suffering from pain or inflammation or swelling or whatever it might happen to be, this is a product that could very easily help you. Relief Factor. Now, it comes drug-free, no narcotics in this relief factor that you can take. And it also comes in a bag, a 3-week quick start supply for $19.95. Now, you can get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. That's all it's cost the 10 years that I've been with them. They've never raised the price. It's been the same the whole time I've been with them. And all you got to lose is pain. That's all you got to lose. I mean, you got to give it a try, because if you're having problems, this will help you. It will help your body's natural response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in by going right straight to the source of the pain and getting rid of it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, because in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. I'm sure you're going to find it's going to work for you the way it has for thousands of other people. Well, Mr. Kyle, what, pray tell, is going to happen now with all of this stuff that's going on? I realize that the Congress is going to get involved in some way. They're going to start doing some investigation of this district attorney. And there's a lot of things that we haven't been told about. That are just screwy, to say the least.
Well, certainly. Again, when you take a look at this indictment, there doesn't seem to be really anything there. It seems cobbled together. They actually stacked up all these different counts based on, I think, three or four different occurrences that they can actually point to, or the that they're using as the basis. So it really, you know, builds it up to 34 counts, and I think that's exactly the message they want to get out. You know, so the nightly news can start off with Donald Trump indicted on 34 counts today, and that way it sounds really ominous and bad. But just reading this, and this, you know, they had to know, Captain, that legal experts were going to like look at this and scrutinize it, and this is the best stuff they could come up with. And my favorite part is the idea that, well, he did this to cover up some other crime, but it doesn't delineate what that crime is. I thought in the United States of America, they had to tell you what crime you're being accused of committing.
Well, the new battle cry is 34 for 45.
Right, 34 for 45. You know, and you and I talked about this too, Captain. This is going to empower Trump, perhaps in a way that was not possible, you know, without Alvin Bragg actually doing this. It's a, I guess, a matter for debate, but because you'll have these kinds of battle cries, because people will look at it and say, now, wait a minute. And again, I think they miscalculate, Captain, because Donald Trump is seen as an everyman. He's not seen as an elite, distant person, you know, like, say, the Biden family or other big name politicians that seem to be kind of apart from everybody because they live up on Mount Olympus somewhere. Donald Trump doesn't. And he, you know, is able to relate to people from all walks of life. And they see this as being done to somebody that they identify with.
So yesterday we had a lot of stuff going on in North Carolina, and we had a state legislator who switched her party allegiance from the Democrats to the Republicans, giving the Republicans in the House of Representatives in North Carolina a super veto-proof majority.
That's right. This is North Carolina State Representative Tricia Cotham, and she says, Captain, and we called it, by the way. We talked about this, and we called it exactly.
Yep.
This is about the Democrat Party leaving all the values and all of the usual foundational structures behind. She says, quote, the party wants to villainize people, to villainize anyone, rather, who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions, wants to get to work to better our state. Uh-oh. Well, she's definitely right about that, and she made a big difference, didn't she, Captain?
Yeah, and she's not the only one. There'll be more.
Yes, exactly, because the Democrat Party is leaving the people across the highways and byways of the land. You can take that to the bank, because people don't identify anymore with the way the Democrat Party has gone.
Now, Nikki Haley has been somewhat quiet for about a week or so. She yesterday chimed in on Biden and said that Biden's border is now a crisis all by itself.
Well, certainly it is. Certainly it is. And she's right to point it out. And to some degree, Captain, it's a little sad only because Nikki Haley's got to now try to fight even harder to get some traction and to get her voice out there because of all the stuff that's going on. Yeah.
And the Democrat who has stepped up and has said he might be running is a very prominent name in the scheme of things when it comes to politics is none other than Robert Kennedy Jr.
That's right, RFK Jr. He's 69 years old, and he has now filed paperwork, we understand, with the FEC. He did that on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, to officially bring out his 2024 presidential campaign. So it's on, and at least in that sense. So assuming he stays in the race and is in this thing, he'll be in the primaries, one might think.
Well, that could be very interesting because of the Kennedy name going up against Biden.
Well, that's right. Now, there is one particular thing to point out about RFK Jr., and that is we understand he's had some pretty intense anti-vaccine efforts, which, according to the New York Post, only intensified after the COVID-19 pandemic, they say, and the development of vaccines against the virus, basically. So this is, you know, could be a big showdown, certainly would be maybe a deal breaker for some Democrat voters.
Now, we had a couple of surprises yesterday that are going to make things worse for Chicago and perhaps even worse for Wisconsin. Chicago, a liberal candidate, got elected. And by the way, he's one of the people that wanted to defund the police. He got elected as the mayor. That's number one. And number two, in Wisconsin, they elected a liberal to the Supreme Court, switching the balance of power for the first time in many years to liberals.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. We also found out, Captain, that in Chicago, it looks like they had a pretty low turnout comparatively for this mayoral race. You had one particular voter was quoted as saying because one of the candidates was, tight with the Chicago Teachers Union. The other one was tight with the Fraternal Order of Police. The voter came out and says, I hate the CTU and I hate the FOP. So they really had to hold my nose and vote, they said. So, I don't know, all's not well in Chicagoland, unfortunately.
Who'd they vote for?
They didn't say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you must have flipped a coin then.
No kidding. No kidding. But unfortunately, Captain, when they voted to go the way that they've gone now, again, a more progressive way, quote unquote, I don't think it bodes well for the future of the Windy City.
So Joe Biden has apparently left the U.S. vulnerable to the Saudi cuts that are out there, and he's squandered the edge that we had at one time when it came to petroleum production. We no longer have that edge because he's decided to take us out of the game.
Well, sure, and that, just like Alvin Bragg, he's going to get Trump. That was a campaign promise. It's pretty much the same thing for Joe Biden, isn't it, Captain?
Yeah.
He said, I'll get us out, take away the oil and all this stuff. Well, he did, and it's hard to spin all that back up very quickly. And then just for the piece de resistance, right, is to simply start draining the SPR so we don't even have that. I mean, it's a double whammy.
Yeah, well, it's been drained, and we are definitely down in it. And now if they want to fill it up, they got to fill it with the more high-priced oil versus the cheaper oil that they could have used.
Exactly. It is ridiculous.
Yep, very much so. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, yes, we got plenty of stuff to talk about tonight, and we did have some weather earlier in the day. We'll let you know what's going on because we do have another line of storms out there tonight. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Tell you I
was jealous again. And I'm telling you, Kyle, they're getting with it. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Hey, Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Yes, they certainly are. You're absolutely right.
Yep. I lost you for a second. Don't know where you went. Must be you got caught in the ozone with the music.
I was out there, yes.
You were out there, all right. Well, I don't see anything out there in California to bother you, so what's going on weather-wise?
Well, it is, I'll tell you, it is a little bit of a respite, and people are actually pretty happy about it, only because California is now starting to dry out a little bit, but the rains left behind, of course, many of the reservoirs are full again. It's very, very good things. Big snowpack, so hopefully, Captain, that we're going to see a lot of relief in this drought that we've had for so very long. But right now, our friends in Seattle and our friends in Portland, Oregon, they are having all kinds of rain all through that area, Seattle, Tacoma, all down to Interstate 5, through Portland, down through Salem, down towards Eugene. You have rain coming across the road right next to Interstate 5 right there. Also, south of Denver on I-25 through Colorado Springs and out towards Deep Trail and also to Hugo, this is going to be east of Denver, you've got snow in that area right now. That's what's happening on the radar map right now, Captain. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot more, with the exception we do have a high wind warning on I-80. This is coming west out of Cheyenne as you approach Rawlins. So do be careful out there with the high-profile vehicles. More next hour, and back to you.
Okay, well, let's start with North Dakota because Highway I-29 north-south from the South Carolina line all the way up to the Canadian border, you do have a blizzard warning to the west of there. Snow will take you over from Fargo all the way to Bismarck, and that blizzard warning is all the way to the Canadian border. It enters over a little bit into South Dakota, but not very, very far. We do have some fog tonight to speak of down below in Kansas, right there in the southeastern corner of Kansas. And we've got some cold temperatures going across Missouri tonight, probably on I-70. It looks like just below I-70, so be advised of that, cold temperatures there. We've also got some winter weather, freezing rain could be, as well as some sleet up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. And coming on down, back down to Texas and Louisiana right there on the line, just north of Houston, you've got an area of rain in there. And then over on the Louisiana-Mississippi line, running on about a 45-degree angle up into Tennessee, running up through Nashville, running up through Kentucky on about a 45-degree angle, running over into Ohio, running all the way up towards Buffalo, New York, you have got a line of thunderstorms which could intensify as the night moves along. There's a cold front and a warm front that are coming together there, so have to keep your eyes on that area of the country. And by the way, make sure you leave your phone on. If you don't do anything else, leave your phone on. That saved a bunch of people's lives last night over there in Missouri when those killer storms came through and killed the five people. People were smart enough to leave their phones on, so when the warnings came through, they got them and they got out of the houses.
That is very good to know. We're so sad about those that lost their lives, Captain, but we were glad to be part of warning people of what was coming their way.
Yep, and we saw what was coming, and there was no getting around it, unfortunately, but you got to do what you got to do and try to warn the people and keep them safe if you can. We had affiliates in the area, and we got the message to the people, and that's all that matters. Now, snow up in Maine, up in Vermont, up in New Hampshire tonight, in New England. You've got some fog around Cape Cod on down to Long Island, and fog around the island, and fog down around Jersey, and a little bit of a hop, skip, and a jump fog down into Virginia as we speak. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops.
Well, folks, on your travels across the highways and byways, if you're a trucker or if you're a traveler, you want to stop into the nearest Pilot or and Flying J Travel Center near you, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest travel center near you. And by the way, when you truck in, when you pull in, definitely want to make sure that you're signed up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can do all kinds of things with it. You can get great offers. You can save money. You can earn up to 4 points per gallon when you buy fuel there at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers. And you can do other things like reserve your parking spot or set up mobile fueling. You definitely want to check it out, pilotflyingj.com. And don't forget, when you pull in, you can get something great to eat. You can get your supplies and, of course, get fueled up for the rest of your journey. And believe us, folks, they're going to have something amazing for you to eat there. They have all kinds of great restaurants. Depending on where you're pulling in, what part of the country, you're going to be able to be satisfied. So be sure to check out pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, they've got the deli with the roasted chicken, the chicken breast, the chicken wings, the chicken tenders, and then they've got the potatoes there, too. And are they ever good? Those are the roasted potatoes. They're sliced potatoes. It's not like a French fry. These are the big ones, and they're really good.
That's exactly right. And Captain, too, our friends at Pilot Flying J, they're investing millions and millions of dollars in renovations and all kinds of great things to make the Pilot and Flying J travel centers even better. They've listened to truckers and travelers, and they're doing all kinds of great stuff. Pull on in and see for yourself.
Yeah, and they also have the Wi-Fi and the Internet there for the guys and gals when they need to get online and do whatever they need to do. They can get it done there.
That's right, and they have very low subscription fees for that, and you definitely want to check it out. You can find out so much at pilotflyingj.com.
And they're starting to put in the electronical charging posts.
They certainly are. That's right. I've seen pictures of them.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more right after these messages. Top of the hour coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let this broadcast guy take us to break, and we will be back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.